It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Something like an international scene. Feeding blood to keep habits of the air off and round. Which is first.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Yeah.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in to our lovely radio station today. The band that you're hearing right now is 3 Inches of Blood off of their album Advance and Vanquish. That song that I played for you is called Wicked Tron, with a bunch of Y's in place of I's, by the way, which makes it awesome. And I actually was planning on playing 3 Inches of Blood before I got here. And when I got to the radio station a while ago, Luke Mead, our music director here, actually informed me that 3 Inches of Blood have released endorsed a shoe, you know, like many bands are doing nowadays, aren't they? You know how you can buy Iron Maiden Vans, like high tops and Vans slip-ons with Iron Maiden album covers on them and stuff? Apparently you can do so now with 3 Inches of Blood, except that it's not Vans putting out the shoe, it's Nike, as in like, you know, Nike, that one. And I just checked them out, and they're not that awesome looking in my opinion. They're Nike high tops that say 3 Inches of Blood on them. They're black and red, you know? Great. You know, for all those metalheads that wear Nike high tops, there you go. Now there's a 3 Inches of Blood Nike high top just for you, and it's officially called Blood Encore High. There you go. That's because you really needed to know. Alkaline Trio did the same thing. They put a shoe. I don't remember who it was. It could have been Vans as well, but I remember when I checked them out, wasn't that impressed. Doesn't look so great. It's basically just like a red and black shoe with their name, Alkaline Trio, on it. Great. Anyways, which isn't to say that I don't like the band any less. I'm just not impressed with their merchandise, so to speak. So there you go. You can check those out if you feel so inclined. I went to Pagan Fest yesterday. I've been talking about that show for a while. It's at the Commodore. I missed the first two bands, but I saw the last three. So I saw Moon Sorrow, I saw Primordial, and I saw Corpiclani, and it was a good time. It was a really good time. And if you weren't there, shame on you. Wagging the finger. You can't see it though, because it's radio, so just imagine it. Just imagine it. And then feel bad about yourself. No, don't do that. That's terrible as well. But no, it was a really good time. There were people there dressed up as pirates. There's a band there called Swashbuckle that actually is a pirate metal band. You guys would be into it. And I saw a guy in a chain mail shirt, which was also awesome. Thumbs up. Something else you can't see, but that's all right. And there are, if you missed that show, don't worry. There are a lot of really fun shows coming up in the future, which I'll tell you about later on, so just stay tuned. And right now, I will get to some brand new Mastodon. How about that? Their latest album, Crack the Sky. I'm going to play the title track. So this is Mastodon on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Without parties, want you as first?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
You do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
We'll be right back. Hollywood's not deep-fried murderers. Tell them it's free, yes, and they'll have to wait. As our world implodes.
When there's runners on first and second, or when the bases are loaded and there's less than two out, and there's a pop-up on the infield, don't you know? Don't you know that there's something to know? Don't you know? Don't you know that there's something to know? You better realize the batter is out, even if the ball is dropped there for the you know that there's something.
Cause I think I'm in a panic and my brain is really getting fried. The kids are getting dumber and it's really not a stunner cause the evidence supports my mind. I mentioned German measles cause my buddy's name is Weasel and the only word I found to rhyme. But lately I've been thinking that this ain't my line of business and I'm just about to lose my mind. I gotta tell you that the level of discourse was pretty bad to start with and it's getting worse. For the course, Houston, we have a problem and we're running out of time. Houston, we have a problem, the kids are all out of their minds. Houston, we have a problem and we're running out of time. Houston, we have a problem, the kids are all out of their minds. She bitches that we got no dough. Phillip's drinking whiskey with a stripper. He got frisky, picked her up and fell and broke his toe. My nerves are really shot and I've become one man. And I see him going pale beneath my tan. Where's my Ativan? Houston, we have a problem and we're running out of time. Houston, we have a problem. The kids are all out of their minds. Houston, we have a problem.
We're going to slow it down a little bit now.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You're listening to The Sword. Probably one of my favorite bands right now. It's been one of my favorite bands for a while. Off of their, what did I play? I played a live version of their song Iron Swan that was recorded live at CBGB's in April of 2006, I believe. And you can only find that song on the Freya 7-inch, or legally on the internet. Before that, who did I play? I played The Queers, didn't I? Sure. Off of their album Monkey Brain, that song is called Houston, We Have a Problem. And I played The Queers because they are coming to town in June, which I'll tell you about in a second. They're playing with The Isotopes, who I played before The Queers. The Isotopes have a new 7-inch out. I played two songs. I played Poison in the Clubhouse and Infield Fly. Before that, I played some brand new Propaganda off of their latest album, Supporting Cast. That song is called Night Letters. Prior to that, Black Ships off of their album Omens. That song was called No Eulogy. Before that, Bad Religion off of The Empire Strikes First. The song was called Los Angeles is Burning. A place I wish it was. Right now. Jazz in LA. You know? It'd be great. Before that, I played Jawbreaker off their album Dear You. That song was called I Love You So Much It's Killing Us Both. And I started off that set with Mastodon. Off of Crack the Sky, that song was the title track. Right, Robin? Right. Robin's here to do the Inkstead show in about 10 minutes or so. Something like that. So stay tuned for that later on. But how about some shows coming up in the future that you, fair listener, should probably attend instead of staying at home watching all seasons of the X-Men animated series? Just saying. It's not like I was doing that yesterday. I was totally doing that yesterday. That's all I did. And then I went out to Pagan Fest because I realized that I'd spent the entire day on the couch watching X-Men, the animated series. My roommates and I recently discovered that I can, we can attach my computer into our 53-inch TV and I can, you know, watch movies and watch shows that I download and check my mail on the big TV screen. So that's what I did yesterday. Big loser. Anyways, what else is going on? No Use for a Name is coming to Vancouver. The show has been announced for a while, and for whatever reason I keep forgetting to tell you guys about it, so oops. Anyways, at least it's not too late. That show is happening this coming Monday, the 18th. At Richards on Richards. It's a holiday, so you have no excuse not to go. There we go. What else is going on? King Kong and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver. They have a new album out called What Is, which I will perhaps play for you later on. They're playing a show May 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. Take It Back Sunday. It's coming to Vancouver end of the month. That's May 30th. Also playing at the Commodore Ballroom. What am I pointing to? Aggrolites. The Aggrolites are coming to Vancouver. They're playing beginning of June. June 1st at the Plaza Club. And then a couple days after that, Rancid and Rise Against are playing June 4th at the Pacific Coliseum. What else is going on? Misery Signals and Architects, who have a new album out that I actually quite enjoy, are playing with Haste the Day, that's happening June 3rd, also at the Plaza Club right on Granville Street. Toxic Holocaust is playing a show June 16th at Pub 340. Slayer and Megadeth also coming to Vancouver June 24th at GM Place. Isis playing June 19th at the Commodore Ballroom. And how about one more? Ooh, Heaven and Hell was just announced. They're playing with Coheed and Cambria. That is happening August 7th at UBC Thunderbird Arena here on campus, which is a brand new building, which is probably built for, like, I don't know, 2010 Olympics or something like that. But there have been a lot of major shows coming through there, so that's pretty awesome. That's it. That's all I'm going to tell you about. And The Queers. The Queers are playing June 10th at the Red Room. They're playing with Hot Toddies, Mansfields, and the Isotopes, who I played for you a while ago, and I will have tickets to give away for that maybe next week or in 2 weeks or so. I don't know. And you don't know either, and the only way that you're going to find out is if you keep listening. There we go. Rope you in. I also wanted to tell you about ConCon that's happening this Saturday. Right, Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It is a micro Star Trek convention happening at the Rio this Saturday, the 16th. It starts kind of early. I thought I read it starts like 10 in the morning, which is way too early for me, but that's okay because they're showing Star Trek Wrath of Khan and then the new Star Trek film, which, by the way, was awesome. And I feel weird saying that. It makes me feel like I'm cheating on Star Wars, but that's a whole different story. It starts at 10, but they're going to have, there's going to be like a costume contest, and there's going to be a Star Trek poetry slam and stuff like that. So the actual movie they're showing, Wrath of Khan, actually starts at 2 p.m., which is, you know, more like my time. You know, by the time I roll out of bed and get changed or whatever. Yeah, 2 p.m. is a good time for me. So that's happening this Saturday at the Rio. Come on by if you're at all, you know, interested in Star Trek. Maybe there'll be free comics. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry, you know, I'm just really hungry right now. And the thinking, not happening so much. So ConCon happening this Saturday at the Rio. Better be there. Better be there, and you better be square. That's all I'm saying. Right now, though, I'm going to play some Black Lips. How about some Black Lips? And then in just over 5 minutes, we have Robin coming up next with the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. And then later on at 3:30, Mariev is in to do the French Connection. You get to talk about that in your own time. I am not talking about your show right now, Robin. Use up your own time for that. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day. You can download podcasts for my show and for Robin's show and for many other CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. And you can check out playlists online for my show, which is found at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. There we go. This is some brand new Black Lips on We All Fall Down. By the name of God. I'm glad that you know very grumpy people, Robin. That's it. That's how I'm going to end my show. I'm out of here. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are awesome. That was Black Lips off of their album, The 200 Million Thousand. That song's called Drug. Stay tuned for Robin and the Inkstead Show. He probably has an awesome show. He always does. He does such a good job at his show.
But it's not as good as your show.
Whatever, let's not start that. let's not start that at all. So stay tuned to that. I'm gonna leave you guys off now with the Ramones, just because I can, and because I want to. There we go. Don't give me that face. I'll be back next Thursday. Yeah, I hope you guys have a good one. That's all. The end.
Yes, one of my pots. And things are looking green, but they're looking good again. It's one of my pots. This lipstick should taste it. What is in it? Oh, is that way? It's one of my pride. Oh, yeah. It's one of my pride. Oh, yeah. It's one of my pride. Oh, my pride. Things are looking green, but they're looking good again. It's one of my prides. Oh, gonna have a wrinkled time, and everything's gonna be real fine. It's one of my pride, oh yeah. It's one of my pride, oh yeah. It's one of my pride, oh yeah. I think they're looking green, but they're looking good again. It's one of my prides. Oh, don't